Dalet Tammuz, 17th of June, Rav Avrom Heksher, The Secrets of the Circle.
This week's Parsha, Parsha's Chukas, we have the story of Mises Miriam HaNeviah, and immediately afterwards, we have the story of the Mei Meriva, where Klal Yisrael didn't have water. Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'dibarta me'el ha'sela, speak to the rock, v'nosan meima, the water will come out." Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, and we all know the tragic consequences. From the proximity between the two, the story of Mises Miriam, the death of Miriam HaNeviah, and the story of Mei Meriva, says the Gemara, we see from here that they're connected. And the Gemara in Tanya says as follows. Shloisha panosim tov momdu liYisrael. Klal Yisrael had Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. They had three matonis, three gifts from the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Midbar, the Be'er, the Anani HaKovod, and the Mon. And we can work out which one was Bizchus who. And the Gemara says that the Bizchus Miriam came, the Be'er. The fact they had water for the 40 years in the Midbar was Bizchus Miriam HaNeviah. Why? Because the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, like we just said, Miriam HaNeviah died, and immediately following, they didn't have water. So we see from there, and Rashi brings in this week's Pasha, we see from there that the Be'er was Bizchus Miriam HaNeviah. What happened afterwards? As soon as she died, they didn't have any water. They complained to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then, V'chozru Bizchus Moshe Va'aron. It restarted, the Be'er restarted working Bizchus Moshe Va'aron. So, the Mashal then Tanis asked the Poshta Kasha. It could be the Be'er came Bizchus Miriam, and that's why we called it Be'er Shel Miriam. But as soon as she died, it anyway came back Bizchus Moshe Va'aron. So if it's anyway going to come back Bizchus Moshe Va'aron, so why did it stop in the meantime? Again, Miriam HaNeviah died, the Be'er stopped, and then in return, Bizchus Moshe Va'aron. If Moshe Va'aron were great enough that the Be'er should come back, should work in Ezchus, so why did it stop for that short period of time when Miriam HaNeviah died? Says the Mashal. Ele shenistalik lahoyos lahagli Yisrael shebizchuso hayad ayoyim. It was very important for Klal Yisrael to know that until now it was Bizchus Miriam HaNeviah. If it would never have gone away, if when Miriam HaNeviah died, the Be'er would have carried on working, Klal Yisrael would never have known it had been in her Zchus till now. So the Ribbono Shel Olam made that as soon as she died, the Be'er stopped. Klal Yisrael should come to the recognition that until now it came Bizchusa. Now they came to that recognition, they realized it was in her Zchus, now it returned Bizchus Moshe Va'aron. It was very important for Klal Yisrael to know it was Bizchus Miriam HaNeviah. Adkan Divrei Marashah. So I saw unbelievable ha'or from Rav Steinman Zichroni Livracha. And he says as follows. In this short time that the Be'er stopped working, between the time Miriam HaNeviah died and the time he came back, what did that lead to? That led to the fact they didn't have water. They complained to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu did the aveira of hitting the rock. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. Because of the punishment for not speaking to the rock rather hitting it, was he couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone into Eretz Yisrael, Shteit in Arachayim, Shteit in the Gon, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have come into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu would have built the Beis HaMikdash. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have built the Beis HaMikdash, a binyan which is built by Moshe Rabbeinu could never have been destroyed. There would never have been a Churban Beis HaMikdash. All the tzaros which Klal Yisrael have had over the last 2,000 years would never have happened. Everything that's happened, all the tzaros which Klal Yisrael have had, tzaros bechlal, the tzaros bifrat, are only a tzar of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone into Yisrael, he would have built the Beis HaMikdash. It's impossible they would have been destroyed. Nothing would have happened. The millions of Yidden who have been killed over the years, in previous generations and in our generation, and all the tzaros would never have happened. By the fact that Ribbono Shel Olam stopped the Be'er working for this short period of time, that led to this whole tragic chain of consequences. The Chet Meim Riva, Moshe Rabbeinu being punished, is not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael, and all the consequences that followed, that there was a Churban Beis HaMikdash, etc. And why did it stop for this short period of time? Says the Maharsha, like we just said, that Klal Yisrael have to know that the Be'er until now was B'schus Miriam. They had Moshe and Aaron. Be'etz and Moshe and Aaron were enough to bring back the Be'er. Like we see afterwards he came back. But it stopped for this short period of time that Klal Yisrael have to come to the recognition it was B'schus Miriam. And because of that, it's worthwhile going through all the consequences of all future generations, of the next 2,000 years, all the tzaras was going to be, in order that Klal Yisrael appreciate it was B'schus Miriam. My kolarash, what's the big deal? So it was B'schus Miriam. It's so important for us to know about it. It's so important for us to know B'schus Miriam to the extent that the Rebbeinu Shem, who's Yodea, see this, knows what's going to happen, and he knows all the tzaras that are going to happen because of this short hafsaka. I thought Bikini was worthwhile. That's what Steinman asks. And he says this pshat, the kids and nimrots. He says, why was it tatu B'schus Miriam? You know, the reason why the Be'er was B'schus Miriam was because she stood by the Yoruba, the Satzva Chosei Merochei, Kledaz Mayoseloi. Because she did this Maisa Chesed, this one small Maisa Chesed, which anyone would do for their brother, it was her own baby brother. She did a Maisa Chesed to her brother. The Rebbeinu Shem wanted Klal Yisrael to know the extent of Maisa Chesed, how choshev every little Maisa Chesed is. It's worth, Klal Yisrael had to know that Be'er was B'schus Miriam, in the schus that she waited for her brother. Klal Yisrael should appreciate what it means to do a Maisa Chesed with someone else. And it's worthwhile, whatever tzaras come out, it could be the millions of Yidden will be killed over the generations, but we have to know and we have to appreciate what the mile of a Maisa Chesed is. That's his pshat. But perhaps we can suggest a little bit of a different mile. What was this Be'er Shel Miriam? There's a very short Rashi in Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, Flamed something. Flamed Hey. The Gemara talks about Be'er Shel Miriam. And it says if you go up to the if you want to see the Be'er Shel Miriam, even nowadays, Yaleloisha Carmel, go to the top of the Mount Carmel, and you should look into the waters, and you'll see Kimin Kavar Bayom. You'll see a type of Kavar. And that is the Be'er Shel Miriam, a type of sieve. Says Rashi, what is Kimin Kavar? Sela Agul, a round rock. You look into the sea, and you'll see some, I'm not sure exactly what you see, some sort of round rock, some sort of round sieve. That's the Be'er Shel Miriam. So we now know that the shape of the Be'er Shel Miriam, this cellar, this rock, was round. And so what? Why is it important for us to know what's the significance of the fact that the Be'er was what was round? Who cares if it's round, if it's rectangular, if it's diamond shape? So what I want to do today is discuss a little bit what a circle is, what's the significance of being round, and then perhaps we'll come back to Be'er Shel Miriam and appreciate why it had to be round. What's a circle all about? I want to ask you a kasha. The pasuk says in Tehillim as follows: Tehillim Peites, Hashem Elokei Tzvokos, Micha Moicha Chasin Yo, Ve'emunoscha Seviva Isecha. Ve'emunoscha, your emuna is around you. Explain the Mefarshim. What does it mean? Ve'emunoscha means malachim. The malachim surround the Rebbeinu Shem Soviv. Soviv obviously means round like a circle. So the malachim stand around the Rebbeinu Shem Kaviyochel in the type of a circle. Seems that a circle is some type of significance when it comes to Avodas Hashem. Whereas on the other hand, there's another pasuk in Tehillim Yud Beis, Soviv Rishoim Yishalochun. Rishoim go roundabout. So we find the inyan of going round the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, both by Malachim, which seems to indicate that it's a Mila, and on the other hand, by Rishoim, Soviv Rishoim Yishalochun. The Emunoscha Soviv Yisecha seems to imply that the Mila being around the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has something to do with Emunah. Emunoscha, we call them Malachim Emunoscha. So we have to understand what does a circle have to do with Emunah, and if it does have to do with Emunah, then why do a Shoyim have a Shaykhus with a circle? So let's first understand what the Shaykhus between a Rosha and a circle is, and then we'll have to come back on the other side and work out what the Shaykhus between a Malach and Emunah is to a circle. What's the difference, on a very superficial level, between a straight line and a circle? A straight line has a beginning and has an end. It goes from A to B. And I can very clearly define, even after it's been drawn, where was the beginning and where was the end. It started here and went from there, or started there and came here. It has a beginning, it has an end. That indicates a Seidat Vayim. this and this was going this, this caused this, there was a seder, there was a method, there was a plan. I started here, I went from here to there, I had a plan to go from point A to point B. And everything seems logical, and everything seems straightforward. A line is called a shura. Shuras hadin. Shuras hadin means something which is logical. A circle, on the other hand, when you see a circle, you don't see not a beginning, not a middle, and not an end. You can't see where the circle started, where the circle finished. It looks like it's just going round and round and round, with no reason, no siva, no masavav, no cause and no effect. It's just going round and round, because you can't see how anyone made this circle. There is no beginning, there is no end. Of course, we know there was a beginning, there was a middle, there was an end, but you can't see, it's not recognizable. So a straight line indicates the understanding and the knowledge. I can understand what happened. It went from here, I started here, and I went from here, I had a method, and I got from here till there. Whereas, a circle indicates where there's no knowledge, no understanding, things just seem to go round and round by themselves, without any human input. There was no beginning. I can't see any indication of any human input. I can't see where he could have started, where he could have finished. Things just happen by themselves. So, that being said, we begin to understand that Emunah, the Chayra, has more of a shaykhus to a straight line than a circle. Emunah means I understand. There's a sibah, there's a masavah. There's a cause and there's an effect. There's a beginning, there's a middle and there's an end. Whereas the circle just seems to indicate things, everything happens by itself. It's just going round and round without any sibah. So, I understand why Rosha, Soviv Roshoim Yisalochon, Rosha lives their life without any idea in the Rabbeinu Shalom, without any knowledge, without any belief in the Rabbeinu Shalom. Yeah, things just happen. Why is there an earthquake? These things happen. Why is there a storm? Why is it sunny? Why do plants grow? These things happen. But no emunah, no idea. So I can understand perhaps why the Pasuk says in Tehillim Yud-Beis, Soviv Roshoim Yisalochon, because the Rosha lives his life like a circle. When the Meraglim in last week's Parsha Shlach came back, the Meraglim came back, and they wanted to dissuade Klal Yisrael for going into Eretz Yisrael. What did they say? We came and we saw big cities, big towns. Says the Pasuk, V'ha'orim, the cities, B'tzurois, G'dolois, Ma'oid, of big, strong, fortified cities. Says Rashi brings a Targum. Agulois, they were round. Why is it important for the Meraglim to tell the Eden that the cities, these big, fortified cities in Eretz Yisrael were round? Who cares what shape they were? Again, what was the agenda of the Meraglim? The agenda was, Ki chozaku mimenu. There is no Rebbeinu Shem. The Rebbeinu Shem, it's impossible that he would help us conquer Eretz Yisrael. The goyim who are there in Eretz Yisrael are stronger, Rachman Islam, than the Rebbeinu Shem. Now actually says, Ki chozaku mimenu. They're stronger than him. Things will just take its natural course. There won't be any miracles. It's like a circle. There is no Rebbeinu Shem. There's no beginning. There's no end. The Rebbeinu Shem, Klal Yisrael are called Yisrael. Yisrael is Ra'osius Li Roish. What does Yid mean? Li Roish. There is a Rebbeinu Shem who's at the beginning. There can only be a beginning of a straight line. There doesn't seem to be a beginning of a circle. So we understand the shaychus between a Rosha and a circle. And that's what the Pasuk means. Soviv v'shoim yisalofim. If so, we have to understand, so what's the shaychus between Emunah and a circle? The emunos chosviv a circle. L'choy, it's the other way around. L'choy, emunah doesn't have any shaykhs. And the answer is poshut. Let's think, if a circle has no beginning and has no end, so how did you make the circle? How did the circle come to exist? Where's the beginning? And you all know that in order to make a circle, you need a compass. The starting point, Gavi Yochel, of the circle is the middle point, the point you can't see. The way you make a circle is you've got the compass which is in the middle, and that way you can draw around and around. So there is something which causes a circle to be perfect, and that's the nekudah mekod, the thing which is in the middle. What is that thing in the middle? What is that thing in the middle of the world? That is the Rebbeinu Shalom. Everything happening in the world is the nekudah mekod, the central focal point. That is the Rebbeinu Shalom, but we can't see it. Because when you see a circle, you can't see that point in the middle. There is no pencil mark, there is no pen mark in the middle. Thinking about it again, until now we said a straight line is emunah. A straight line is not emunah. Something which I can know and I can understand, I don't need to come into emunah. Like the Gedolim say, emunah starts where yediyah, understanding, finishes. Something I understand, I don't need to believe. If I understand it, I understand it. Belief, emunah starts in something which I don't understand. So if a straight line, indicates something which I can understand, there's a beginning and there's an end, that's not no shaychus to emunah. That's yediyah. I can see the logic. I can see the sibah and I can see the titzah. A circle is what represents emunah. Because there I can't see I can't see the beginning, I can't see the end. But if I believe and I understand, I believe that the only way you can make it is there's a hidden point, there's a central focal point in the Kudumei Kodesh which I can't see, but I understand has to have been there. Because if my emuna, my belief tells me that if it wasn't there, there can't be a circle. And emuna means I understand that everything going on in the world, it could be that it looks at a superficial level, it's just going around by itself, but it's not. There's a reason why everything happens, that's his Rebbein Shlomo in the middle. So it's not a steer at a very superficial level. At a very superficial level, a circle indicates something where there's teva. Things are just going round and round with no cause and no effect. And that's why Rosha has a sheikh, a sovi v'shom yisalach, and Rosha looks very superficial way of looking at things. Everything just happens by itself. I can give you a hesberim why the tree grows and the sun shines, etc. And he lives without the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Sovi v'shom yisalach. However, that's not a steer, that's not a contradiction to the emunos chasvi v'secha. In truth, if you think about it, the emunah's got a shaykhus to a circle. Because if you really think a little bit, scratch a little bit beneath the surface, you'll see, if it's running round by itself, how did the circle come into effect? And the answer is because there's a focal point, there's a middle point, and that's the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So it's not a steer. And more than that, the definition of a circle, mathematical definition of a circle, is that every single point on the circumference of the circle is exactly the same distance from the central point. If not, then it's not a true circle. So every single thing that happens in the world is equally distant to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It could be Klal Yisrael Bechlal or Yochel Bifat is going through Eis Tzara. And it could be they're going through an Eis Simcha. But wherever you are in the circle, you're always the same distance from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's the same Rebbeinu Shlomo who makes this as who makes that. When you're on a straight line, it's not true. The further you go away from the starting point, you're moving further from the starting point and closer to the end point. A circle indicates there's no hevdel, there's no difference. Wherever you are in the circle of life, you're always equidistant from the center, which is the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Let's go back a minute to the end of Sefer Bereishis. The Shvatim come back to Yaakov and they say, "Oy Yosef chai v'chi humay shel v'eretz Kanaan, v'eretz Mitzrayim." V'yofa gliboy kiloy heminayim. Yaakov even said, "Impossible. Don't believe him." V'yaretz ha'agolos. He saw the wagons. V'atchi yurach Yaakov avim. Suddenly he believed them. One second. He didn't believe them. I mean, they're not liars, but he knew his Shvatim were. Rather became whatever the reason was, he didn't believe them. We have to understand why he didn't believe them. And suddenly, Vayayas HaGolos, and suddenly he did believe them. What's the pshat? We know the Pasha pshat was Vayayas HaGolos, that he didn't believe them, because he believed he was still alive. But he didn't believe that Yosef HaTzadik could be in Mitzrayim, which was the Memtas Shari Tumah, and still be on the dag of Yosef HaTzadik. He believed he was alive. But I can't believe he's still Omid Madrigosai. Vayayas HaGolos, so we all know what we learned in Chayit. Vayayas HaGolos, and saw the wagons. He wanted to remind him with the last Pasha we learned together, was the Pasha of Egla Ufa. Oh, if you still remember the last Pasha that we learned together, then Batchi Ruach Yaakov Avim. That's the Pasha of Pshat. Rekonto is saying it's different. Vayayas HaGolos, what does Ogil mean? Ogil means round. Yosef HaTzadik was sending a message, and similar to this is in Hashem Mishmur. He also teaches there Vayayas HaGolos as being round. The wheels of the wagon. Why the wheels of the wagon are round? Yosef HaTzadik was sending a message to Yaakov, his father. I understand what a circle is. I understand that the wagon of life can only travel if it's got round wheels. If it doesn't have round wheels, it can't travel. I understand the significance of a circle, that whatever happens in your life, there's a focal point, the center point, which is the Nekudah Mekazos, which is the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and it could be I'm with you, or it could be I'm in Eretz Mitzrayim, which is Memtas Shari Tumah. It doesn't have any effect on me. I always remember, wherever I am in the circle of life, there's the Rebbeinu Shlomo in the middle. V'atchi ruach Yaakov avim. Yaakov said, "My Yosef HaTzadik, my Bochel, he's in Mitzrayim," and he understood that. V'atchi ruach Yaakov avim. Bayis ogul, says the Mishnah, a round house can't be mekabel tumas tzoras. Pelefan ha'alocha. A round house is chayiv b'mezuzah. In order to be chayiv b'mezuzah, you don't need to have four walls. You can be a circular house, also chayiv b'mezuzah, because it's called a bayis. If it's called a bayis, what's the epis that a bayis ogul can't have tumas tzoras? Ain't a matam b'negoyim. You know what pshat is? Why does Tzoras come? Tzoras comes, Tzoras Abatim. The Rashi says it's because Tzoras Ayin. You can't forgive Yanim. He's taking away from me. I deserve more. That's someone who lives without Emunah. Someone who lives with Emunah can't have Tumas Tzoras because he understands that there's no mokum for Tzoras Ayin. If he lives in a circular house, so to speak, in other words, he lives with it, his house represents circular motion, his house understands and appreciates Emunah, automatically he won't get Negoyim, he won't get Negibatim because he's immune to all that. Let's go back a minute to Miriam. Why did the Be'er Shel Miriam come b'schusa? So he said that it came b'schusa because she stood at the side of the river Nile to see what's going to be with Moshe Rabbeinu. What was going on over there? Amram divorced his wife. There's a gezeirah, we're going to kill all babies. There's no point in bringing children into the world. I can't see any point. Amram the god of Adori divorced his wife. Ondu Kol Klal Yisrael divorced their wives. Miriam Anavia, a six-year-old, comes and says to her father, he says, Gzeirah Asachah, Kosher Mishal Pari, you're worse than Pari. Pari is goes on the Zecharim, he wants to kill the boys. You, by divorcing your wife, there's going to be no boys and no girls. And he says to his daughter, you're right. Ondu Vachzir, Omad Vachzir. He remarried Yecheved, so everyone followed suit, everyone followed the god Lador, and got remarried. They had a baby boy. Moshe Rabbeinu was taken, chucked into the river. What happened then? Amnon comes to his daughter and he says, Hey, Chon Nevoasech, you said you had a Nevoah, that we're going to have a child who's going to be Goyles Yisrael, who's going to redeem Klal Yisrael. He's been thrown into the river. Hey, Chon Nevoasech, what's happened to your Nevoah now? Miriam says, I don't know, but I know one thing, if I had a Nevoah, it's going to be. And she went to the river Nile, Lodas Maye Besefer, Atesat Svafesa Miroch, Lodas Maye Oseloi, says the Imam, Lodas Maye Besef Nevoasech. Somehow or other, I know that he's going to survive. I don't know how. I've got Emunah. Miriam Anavia showed this understanding that things can look as bleak as they can. But I believe that Rebbeinu Shem will be Goyal. Rebbeinu Shem said he's going to be Goyal, he's going to be Goyal. We can't see, we can't understand. How is a Gula possibly going to happen out of such a chain of events when my baby brother is born, has been chucked into it? I don't know, but I've got Emunah. Miriam Anavia showed the classic Emunah. When things are looking as bleak as they are, I still appreciate there's a Rebbeinu Shem who caused it and there's a Rebbeinu Shem who's going to get us out of it. Like a wheel, a straight line when you're going down, it's the opposite way of going up. A circle, if you think about it, as you go down, you just keep going down and automatically go up again. You can be in a downward motion, but that be'etzim is the tchila, is the haschol of going up. There is no going down or going up when it comes to a circle. It's all the Rebbeinu Shem in the middle. The Be'er came b'schusa, in the schus, not Lev Shteinman said, he said b'schusa chesed. We're saying b'schusa emunah. If you want to know why it was so vital, why it was so crucial, the Rebbeinu Shem would stop the Be'er Shel Miriam for a short period of time. Even though the consequences were that that's going to lead to the Moshe Rabbeinu won't go into Eretz Yisrael, and that's going to lead to a Churban Beis Hamikdash, and that's going to lead to the murder of millions of Yidden over the Doros, it's all worthwhile. Klal Yisrael have to know and have to appreciate why the Be'er comes. You know why the Be'er comes? The Be'er comes b'schus emunah. And because it comes in the b'schus emunah, the Be'er had to be round. Because if the circle shows, the secret of the circle is that it shows emunah in the Rebbeinu Shem, it has to be round. And that's why Rashi there says in Shavuos, which we previously mentioned, that the Be'er Shel Miriam was round. Let's go a little bit deeper. We all know that the relationship between the diameter and the circumference of a circle is pi. The Gemara says that the circumference is three times the diameter. You learn the Gemara, it's a mission of Batsman. Kol sheyesh be'kefei, kol sheyesh be'rochbei, tefach yesh be'kefei shloisha tefachim. If the diameter is tefach, then the circumference is three tefachim. Yeah, so we look at it at a superficial level. Chazal got it almost right. We all know this. Not 3.141457, whatever it is. But they got it almost right. They bring down from the Gaon an absolutely phenomenal remez to show and appreciate that Chazal knew exactly what they were talking about. Where does this come from? Where does it say in Tanakh that relationship between the diameter and the circumference? It's the Yam Shasa Shloima. Shloima Melech made a huge circular Yam. And the Pasuk says like this. The Kav Shloishim Ba'ama Yisavay Se Soviv. The diameter was Shloishim Amo. And the Gemara learns out from the Cheshbonis of exactly the dimensions of the Yam that it's three times the amount of the diameter. If you look in that Pasuk there, Melachim, there's a Kriya Ksiv. When the Pasuk says Vekav, which means the diameter, the line, there's a Kriya Ksiv. Vekav should be spelled Kuf Vav, Kav. It's written Kuf Vav Hei. There's an extra Hei there which we don't need, as if it says Kavoy or Kavei. It's really Kav. Says the Gaon, why is there an extra Hei over there? Says the Gaon like this. What's the relationship between Kavoy, Kuf Vav Hei is 111. Kuf Vav is 106. What's the relationship between 111 and 106? So, if you divide 111 by 106, you get 1.0471. If you take the relationship between pi, 3.14157, and 3, it's exactly the same, 1.04717. to 4 to 5 decimal places. In this pasuk, in this very pasuk, where the Torah, where the in Melachim, in Nach, where it's telling me this yisod of pi, of the relationship between the diameter and the circumference, in this very pasuk, there's a remez that I understand. I'm going to say in the Mishnah relationship it's times 3. But don't think I misunderstood and it's really times 3. I understand the relationship is not exactly 3. The relationship between pi and 3 is the same as the relationship between kavoy and kav. Pi, to understand, now that we understand a circle, they gave it a name pi. Why did they give it a name pi? Because it's pi. Pei alaf yud. Peseach es yodecha, to understand that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam, we may not understand it. A person struggles in the Parnassah. If the Ribbono Shel Olam is running the world, why is he not giving me what I want? Peseach es yodecha, one of the shamus of the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's got many shamus, one of the shamus is pei alaf yud. Kimum is in the pasuk, peseach es yodecha. Pi is Rosh HaTevis peseach es yodecha. And sometimes when things go a little bit bleak, we have to tap into the emunah of a circle. What is pi? 314. Shakai, 314. Shakai means, yesh dai bo ilom. The Ribbono Shel Olam is enough for everyone. If he's withholding it from you, it's not because he doesn't have rachmanis in the cholos. He has. He just knows for your benefit not to give it to you as a yachid or as a klal. That's where when things go bad, we have to tap in and remember the relationship between the diameter and the circumference. Understand the relationship. Understand the significance of a circle, what it means to have a mun in the Ribbono Shel Olam. There is an Akudah Mekodis. Wherever I am on the circle, it could be I'm having a Yurida. The Yurida is Tzerech Aliyah. Everything is equidistant from the center. There is a Ribbono Shel Olam. Wherever I am, Peseach Ziyodecho, Shakai. And that way, that gives the person tremendous chizuk. And that way, Chazak V'yametz Libech, which is also the Gematria 314, Communion Pi, Communion 3.14. That gives the person a tremendous chizuk. The Mela. Just a little bit of a chazal of what we've gone through. We had a steer. Does a circle represent emunah of emunos chasvir v'sechol? Or does it represent v'shoim? Sov v'shoim yisalochem. We explained that on a very superficial level, the line represents emunah and the circle represents where things are flowing around by themselves without any alcohol, without any deer, without any cause and effect. And that's why Rosh, who lives his life very superficially, can't see any Ribbono Shel Olam there. There's teva, there's nature, everything just goes around in a circle without any sibum masayvev. That's why Sov v'Shoim Yisalochem. However, if you think about it, the opposite is true. Wait, whatever I understand, I don't need emunah. So a line which represents, I understand where's the beginning, where's the middle, end, that doesn't represent emunah whatsoever. The circle is the emunah. I can't see it, I can't understand it, but I know and I believe that there is something in the middle which I can't see. That Nekudah Mekodesh, that is the Ribbono Shel Olam. We understand, therefore, that if the Be'er Shel Miriam came with Chusay Emunah, the Be'er Shel Miriam had to be round, like Rashi said in Shabbos. We understand why the wheels of the wagon which Yosef sent to Yaakov had to be round. We understand why Bayis Ogolenim and Tamim Negoim. And that way we understand a little bit more the significance of Pi, which, like we said, B'Shem Negon, is Mumas Lahafli in the Pasuk. Mumas in this relationship between Kav and Kav, the mathematical difference, the mathematical Keshe, mathematical connection between 111 and 106 is exactly the same as between pi and 3. And we understand Peseach Ziyodecha, perhaps we understand Chazak V'Ametz Libecha V'Kavel Hashem, we understand Shake is also 314. Just to finish, the Gemara says at the end of Tanis, Amar Beloza, what's going to be Lasid Lavoi? Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasas Mocha LeTzadikim, the Benjim is going to make a circle for the Tzadikim, Hu Yoshiv Beinim Megan Eden, each one of the tzaddikim, Maritz Betz Boy, will point to the Ribbono Shel Shenema, V'Omar B'Yemahu, Hinei Elokeinu Zeh Kivinu Lo Yoshiyenu, Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo Nogilev Mislucha B'Yishuasai. The Osed Lovoi, when we begin to understand everything, when the Yetzirah will be shechted, when the whole world comes to Akav, Yedat Kol Pol Ki'at Balta, that everything came to the Ribbono Shel Olam, everyone will appreciate that there's an Nekudah Mekodesh, it says the Ribbono Shel Olam in the middle. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam will say, who's going to sit in the circle? Not people who understand it now. Only people who understood it is Zman HaGolus. When things were going on, things were going shver. And those people who understood that there is an Nekudah Mekodesh, I am the center of the circle. Everything that happens in the world is because of me. People who had that emunah, they will dance in what? Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasas Mochel HaTzadikim. He'll allow them to dance in the circle around someone who lived their life as a circle. They'll be zeicha be'ez Hashem, maybe I'm able to sit and to be zeicha to dance in the mochel around Kav Yochel Rebbein Hashem, maybe I'm able to be